Welcome to Postcast, the postgame show. David Locke and Ron Boone after each and every Jazz game here on the internet for you. Tonight we'll talk about the Jazz 110-79 win over the Detroit Pistons. Jazz blew out the Pistons. Talking about how they did another defensive effort. Rudy Gobert, Joe Ingles, Derek Favors, a great first quarter. It's all coming up on this edition of Postcast. So, let me go back to on the floor with you, Ron. I kind of said this has got the script of big win on the road, first game back. Pistons are not a bad team. They're not tanking. You could be off. They weren't off at all. What does that show you about this group?
It just shows that they're focused. It shows that the preparation for this ball game was stellar. I mean, the fact that Quinn made the comment and gave a little speech before the prep meeting of that we don't want to give anything back. You know, keep focused and keep playing the way we've been playing, and let's just ride this ship and see what happens.
He really did kind of start the thing saying, guys, we got four-game homestands. You've earned a great deal. It's awesome. He's really proud of this group. Talking to him, he's really, really proud of this group.
Well, he has to be, and because if you look at the makeup of this lineup, I mean, you got a few players that are stars, but then you got a lot of support players on this team that are playing well. Now, are they playing a little bit above their head? I don't think so. I think Ricky Rubio has elevated his game from what we saw there in Minnesota, strictly because of the system, the hard work he's been putting in with Igor as far as on the offensive end, because you know he's always been a player that can distribute the basketball. He has a search dribble a lot that's so much under control, especially when he's going baseline. Keep it alive. He makes that 360 into the lane, and he just has a way of making his teammates better. And maybe that's the key right there is Ricky Rubio, because, you know, some of these guys are just really, really playing well.
We have now had Jay Crowder on this roster for 12 or 13 games. It's enough time to start making some observations. What have you seen from Jay Crowder? What is he bringing this team? Another huge plus-minus night tonight. He's plus 25. What's he bring to this team?
This is what I like about Jay Crowder. One is that it's a possibility he could play three positions: shooting guard, small forward, and power forward. We've seen him play the power forward down in New Orleans because of his strength and his size and the fact that, you know, he's just so strong and he can get it done. He's a reliable, not a great three-point shooter, but he's one that you have to respect. You know, for years, David, I've always been, and I've liked guys that is a threat to have a big night when they come off the bench, make that big impact. I'm not so sure if he's that guy, but you don't lose anything when he's out there on the floor. And his defense is better than you know, some of the other guys we've had coming up.
Rudy Gobert scored 20 or more in three of the last four games. Tonight he's against Andre Drummond, who's not a great defender, but he's a big guy. What is Rudy doing that's allowing him, and what's going on with his team that's allowing him to be a threat at the rim at the level he's been recently?
I think that's just simple. He's playing big. He's playing long. He's playing big. And next time you're watching a ball game, you watch him off the ball, watch how hard he's working to try to get rebounds. He's not the strongest guy. He doesn't have the weight and the strength probably that Andre Drummond has, but he does try to use his length and his long arms to keep balls alive. How many times did he tap the ball back out tonight? I mean, those type of things that he has really gotten better at, and knowing the strength of his game and how he can help this team. Now, we all know he likes to score. He loves that lob. So if he's not getting that lob, then, you know, he's helping in other areas. But it's also catching the basketball in traffic there.
First four assists of the night for Ricky Rubio were to dunks for Rudy Gobert. So that, remember when that used to be a story, that those two guys hadn't connected yet and figured out how to play together. Joe Ingles continues to be incredible. 17 points, 7 rebounds, 7 assists, 3 of 5 shooting from 3. This guy is Kyle Korver from 3 with ball handling skills right now.
Well, he is just so confident, and he's gained a lot of respect around the league, but I don't think he's gained enough because of the way they play him. But the Jazz, again, offensively did a great job. We talked about this during the broadcast on, you know, how they execute their offense. They get the defense scrambling, and then they're going to get open looks. That is such a key for what they're trying to do out there on the floor. They want to shoot a lot of threes. What did they end up with tonight?
34 of 76 shots.
were from the three-point line.
Yeah, they took 34 of their 76 shots were threes.
From the three. So,
and made only made 13 of them. They were red hot early. Jazz scored 42 points in the first quarter.
Yeah, 42 points, and they were 6 for 8 from the three-point line and 81%. So that's just remarkable. You have to compliment preparation, though. I mean, if guys are paying attention and Esco offense and what they want to do out there for run their offense, and they have many, many plays. Run good routes, run and make good screens. We've talked about that many, many times. But there's always a second option off of something. And a lot of times in back in the day, if a play breaks down, David, they will go, immediately go into a pick and roll. We don't see a lot of that. We see that ball movement and the go and catch type offense until they get a good shot.
Opening play of the night is a great example of it. The Jazz put in a new play tonight for the opening play of the night out of a familiar set that they often run to confuse, obviously, the opponent. So their opening play of the night was a play that was supposed to go off to the left-hand side. It came to the right and ended up with a slam dunk for Rudy Gobert. And that's a great example of what you're talking about right there. I want to go back to the first quarter, if I may, Ron. I thought Derek Favors' first quarter, and he only played 9-10 minutes of it, I thought was brilliant for a few reasons. Blake Griffin took 9 shot attempts and no free throws. So Blake Griffin was taking 9 mid-range jump shots, not getting to the basket. You let him do that all night long, and it doesn't lead to your teammates wanting to have a lot of fun. The second thing, so defensively he was great. The second part was the array of offensive skills we saw from, in 4 plays from Derek Favors in that first quarter, we saw a corner three. We saw a play where he, it was my favorite, he set a pick for Donovan Mitchell and then sprinted to the offensive glass and followed Mitchell's miss back up and in. He got another pass over in the corner. This time he attacked and then hit about a 12-foot floater on the baseline. And the fourth one, which is probably the most important for the well-being of the team, he half-rolled to the basket and passed to the corner for a corner three. Like, that array of skills on the offensive side while having a good is really special. He was dominant in the first quarter. You look at the box score tonight, you see 12 points, 4 rebounds, 2 assists. You're not thinking Favors had a huge impact on this game. His first quarter led the Jazz to a 42-21 lead.
Yeah, and to follow up what you were saying is that pass he made to the corner, he was going full bore. He had to put on brakes in the air and to the point where he could go straight up and straight down and feed that into the corner. Now, that's impressive because in the past, he would have gotten a charging foul. I mean, and Rudy's doing that as well to the point where they're looking weak side, but they're not getting that charging foul anymore. Now, as far as making an impact out there on the floor, we see that with Jay Crowder, the point where if he's not scoring, he's still doing something great or rebounding or steals. Or just his plus-minus is awfully good, you know, just like Derek's was tonight.
Jazz win at 110-79. This is Postcast. Remember, you can grab Locked On NBA now on a daily element on our Locked On NBA shows now daily, and Locked On Jazz as well for you. All part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Locked On Pistons is a good show. I don't know if you want to hear his reaction to this, but Matt's really good. This has been part of the Locked On Podcast Network.